Not just what exactly was on the table. First of all, I talked to people from all angles, from owners to workers to people that was addicted to the professional counsellors. And I think that when you talk to all of them people and realise what exactly the damage that gaming has on people and addictions is out there, I think maybe some of the councillors might have a different attitude. And I know from talking to some of the councillors earlier on today that they haven't been fully informed, but talking to all sides. Now, as far as the motion today is concerned, I think some of the councillors wasn't even fully informed themselves on exactly what they were doing, because they talked about the online gambling, and people can do that. We have no control over online gambling as county councillors. The only thing we have control of is allowing these amusement halls or casinos to be allowed in the municipal district of Letterkenny. And there's already two casinos that I know of in the town of Letterkenny. Since 1986 they have been prohibited, but these people have gone ahead and kept operating these premises. And now that they're coming under a bit of pressure from revenue, I think they're lifting some of the machines on them, they've come back to the same council that they've ignored the decision they made in 1986, asking us to change that decision to suit them now. And before that decision is made by these councillors, I was just requesting that they'll be fully informed to exactly what they were voting on today. And that's why I asked for it to be deferred, but unfortunately I had a seconder for it, but when I went to vote I had no support for it.
You're also of the opinion that out of the 96 submissions that came in from a public consultation, that some of them had similar handwriting?
Quite a large number of them, in my opinion, have similar handwriting. They were more or less a generic submission with the people's names printed on them, but as far as I was concerned, and I think anybody else that looked at them would probably come up with the same notion, that it seems to be the same handwriting for quite a lot of them, a large amount of them.
What do you foresee happening now? It's been adopted, most councillors this evening have voted in favour of it. What do you foresee happening in and around the town of Letterkenny, and indeed in Ashuin?
Well, it's been adopted now, as you say, in Letterkenny Municipal District and in Ashuin Municipal District. It has not been adopted in the Dlentis, Stanorler or Donegal districts. So you see now we're in a position where part of Donegal allows these amusement halls, or we know them better as casinos, and in other parts of the county they're prohibited. But they have been prohibited in the whole county this last number of years, I've said already, and that's not stopping the people from going on in other parts of the county to start opening them. But look, there's things that's needed in this town, Letterkenny. There's a lot of bookish shops, a lot of places people can gamble. They can gamble online, and I don't think that allowing these extra casinos in Letterkenny is going to be any benefit to the town for the near future. No.